Okay, if you have a Bible with you, again, I want to encourage you to bring your Bibles. I know our smartphone Bible and our digital Bibles are great. I use it all the time myself. But I also want to encourage you to bring your physical Bibles. And again, even though it's going to be up there, I want you to follow along here in your personal Bibles. And turn with me to Luke chapter 11, Luke chapter 11, 1 through 4, verses 1 through 4. Again, we're going through the Through the Bible series, and we're in the Gospels, the Synoptic Gospel. Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. And if you could all rise for the reading of God's Word, if you're able. Chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. And after I finish reading it, I'm going to say, this is the Word of the Lord. And if you could repeat all together, God's people, and say, thanks be to God for His Word. Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Please give your full attention to it. Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place. And when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for His word. You may be seated. Those who are watching online, please be seated. And let me pray one more time and ask for God's help. To pray again for me and for yourself now. Our Father in heaven, your children, your people are here and in this gathering. They don't want to hear man's opinions, my opinions, God forbid. We want to hear from you, your truth. So we need your help. Help us to hear your voice. My sheep hear my voice. Father in heaven, I pray that you would correct your children, train your children. Not through the ways of this world. The world is training them every day, every hour, to all kinds of ways. Social media. Those people are around them, are training them, shaping them. Oh, Lord, now I pray that you would undo all those kinds of shaping and that you will shape us now by your truth. Your word is truth. Set us free. Correct us. Rebuke us. Teach us. Train us. Now. More and more. One degree of glory to another. To the very glorious image of your Son. Holy Spirit, come now in power. Glorify thyself. Build your kingdom. Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit in and through Christ. Amen. The Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels are showing us, again, as I said a couple of Sundays ago, who Jesus is and what he did. One more time. The gospel books are showing us, revealing to us what's been hidden, because people are confused about who this Jesus is. And he's showing us, making it clear to us who he is and what he did. The whole Bible is a revelation of God, showing us the true God. And the gospel books are the revelation of Christ. We've been covering through the Bible the Old Testament, 39 books. The Old Testament is a lexicon, if you will, of describing Jesus, the Son of God. The Old Testament is the data behind what Jesus did in the Gospels. The Old Testament is a shadow of who Jesus is and what he will do. And the New Testament in the Gospel is actual history of what the Son did. Or the Old Testament is the blueprint of the identity, who he is, and the work of Christ. The gospel writers, the apostles, these men were eyewitnesses. Eyewitnesses to the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. They lived and followed Christ literally. And they, eyewitness accounts, tell us exactly what they saw. What they saw in Christ. And we saw that in Matthew, book of Matthew. We saw that the gospel writer, the author is showing us many things, but we focused on that the Christ, Jesus, is the Son of God. And he's the Son of Man. He is the God-man. We saw that in Luke, that he is the Creator. These books, these gospel books, are not biographies of the life of Christ. These gospel books, there's a polemic going on here. The gospel books are a theological statement of the identity of Christ. In other words, the reason why Jesus can do all these things that's recorded and the apostle saw, miracles after miracles, the reason Jesus could do all these things is because of who he is. And they want to make sure you know who this Jesus is and what he does, which identifies who he is. He is the Creator of the universe. Everything that we see. He is the heir of the covenant. He is the deliverer, or we say that he's a savior. He is the high priest. He is the king. He is the wisdom of God. He is the prophet. These things that Jesus does in all his roles that the Old Testament describes is what you need. Is what you and I need. It is his true identity that the apostles want us to see and believe. So one more time. It is his true identity of Jesus the Messiah that the apostles want us to see and believe. What a precious book. That you will not make the mistake of who he is. Describing the Old Testament. And he comes in the flesh and does all these works because he's been already been described previously.
These are written, quote in John, these are written. The books, the gospel books are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. The apostle says, the Son of God, that believing you may have life in His name. Close quote. All right. So that was the introduction of the gospel books. What I want to concentrate on the book of Luke is a reality in the Old Testament. And what we have in the gospel books. And one of the reality of God in the Old Testament is that God was unapproachable. I hope you noticed that when you're reading the Old Testament. Look at what the Old Testament says about the true God, Yahweh. Exodus 19. Exodus 19. Exodus 19, verses 16 to 18. Exodus 19, verse 16 to 18. Stop there. On the morning of the third day, there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled. Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God. And they took their stand at the front of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke because the Lord had descended on it in fire. The smoke of it went up like the smoke of a clean. And the whole mountain trembled greatly. And as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him in thunder. You see the imagery here? God was up on the mountain. They were below the mountain. And they could feel His presence. Of course, only Moses was allowed up there to see God Himself. Look at Exodus 33. Exodus 33. Exodus 33, 18 to 20. Exodus 33, 18 to 20. Moses said, "Please, show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord Yahweh. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." And but he said, "You cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live." And that was the same true in the temple. People could not go into the Holy of Holies, into the very presence of God, and meet God. You'd be struck dead. Only once a year, in trembling, the high priest would go past the curtain into the Holy of Holies. And if you know the, I'm not sure if it's a true historical fact, but a tradition goes like where if you go into Holy of Holies, if you make any kind of mistake, okay, you might be struck and dead if you're in the very presence of God. So they would wrap, okay, a rope, and with a little, bell, yeah, bell, so that if the bell, you know, didn't sound anymore, then you could pull them, you know, out, you know, from the very presence of God. No, you could not approach and see God face to face in the Old Testament. And in the gospel books, God has come and became a man. It's incredible. And that single act of theologians call the incarnation,
Now God is fully accessible to man. God, the Son of God, set aside His glory, Philippians chapter 2, 6-7, so that now man wouldn't die when they see God, approach God. In the incarnation, when God became man, now man is able to not touch God. They could talk to God face to face. Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, does all the work to put now man in touch with the Father who was unapproachable. Jesus is the high priest who cleanses our hearts and brings us into the Holy of Holies. Jesus delivers us from our enemies. And He forms us into God's people. He leads us to the promised land. He feeds us. He clothes us. He teaches us the wisdom from heaven. And all we have to do is now follow this man, Jesus. Take what He says very, very seriously. Take it to heart. Jesus the man, as a man, is doing the impossible as a man walking in this world, on this earth. He's doing things that average man cannot do. You know, one of the things that I see in the Bible, in the big scope of things, starting from the Old Testament, people get stuck. People have problems, and God shows up through Moses, through His servants, and God solves their problems. Okay? Jesus comes. He's the God-man. And when you read the Gospels, people are also stuck with problems. They're sick. They don't have food. They're blind, and Jesus, this man, comes, and He fixes them. He heals them, this man. He's 100% man. And He pleases God in all that He does. Jesus, the man, is showing us and the world how to be a pleasing Son of God. And He's showing us, trailing a blaze of how man should walk on this earth and how he should live. He's showing us, and He said, come, follow me. Here's how a perfect man lives and walks and says, now you come follow me. And when I say that to me and you, I think a lot of our reaction is perfection. I always see Christians say, I'm not perfect, as though like, yes, you're not perfect. Yes, you will fail. I will fail. But just do it. Just do it. Just try to do it best you can. And then, you know, that's what it counts. Just trying it. You know, Nike, just do it. No, that's not what the Gospels are saying. No, what Jesus does and what the apostles in the letters talk about is Jesus. Here's a perfect man. He did everything perfectly in this world, pleasing to the Father, to the letter. And He takes you, as I say many times, He unites you to Him. You're not alone. If you are a genuine, true Christian, with genuine faith, a miracle happens.
He unites you, you to Him, to the perfect man. And the Bible says He fills His people, the church, with His Spirit, the very Spirit that condescended on the perfect Jesus, the man, on earth, pleasing in every way. Now, that same Spirit is given to us. He fills His church with His Spirit, the same Spirit that He filled the Son of God in His ministry. Jesus in the Gospel is showing us how the perfect Son talks, acts, hopes, and He's teaching us to follow and do the same. Not on your own. He has given you so much resources. Unite you to His Son. He has given you the truth. He has given you the church. A family who should care for each other. Who loves each other. The way I love you, the way you should love me. I feel very loved. And I love my wife and kids. It's not that I provide them with physical things. That's not the main way that I love them. The main way I feel loved by other people. Yeah, that's, yes, you know, if I need some physical thing, if I need bread, if my car breaks down, and you come help me, and I feel, yes, you're cared for. But I feel most loved when a brother or sister tells truth about here that I need to know. I love that. When I give truth to my family, spiritual truths are so important for them to know and understand. And Jesus is doing that. The apostles are laying out all the things that you and I need to know about Jesus. And how to follow this man with Spirit, power, truth, and His church together. Tremendous amount of resources that He has given us. And I want to focus what Jesus is not only showing us, but teaching us in the Lord's Prayer. Remember, the gospel is showing us not only what He did, but who He is. What He did proves and shows who He is. Now, who is He when He prays in the Lord's Prayer in Luke 11? Now, who is He? This is not a rhetorical question. Who is He? Anyone? He's teaching us how to pray, but who is He? And the key word there is the word Father. Who is He then? Remember we learned it in the Sunday school? He's the Son of God. Okay? Remember the Trinity? The Father and the Son. And how does the Father feel about the Son? I mean, how does the Son feel about the Father? And how does the Father feel about the Son? What does the Son want? What does He want? He wants the Father. He's not just loving the Father because He gives you good things, which He does. The Son is approaching the Father because He is the source of all things. You know, often when we pray, it seems to me, when we come to God and pray, you know what we do often? I'm guilty of long time ago. When we pray, it's not we're enamored by the sight of who this person is. We bargain with God, right? I remember the Pastor Ting or someone said, we treat God like He's Santa Claus. You know, I I give you this, God, my service, my time. I read my Bible, I pray, I do all these religious things so that I scratch your back, and now you scratch my back. I give you this, I sacrifice my time, and now you owe me, you owe me. I want to get into a good school. We bargain with God. I do all these religious stuff. God, please let me get an internship. Let me get into this job. Let me have this. Let me have that. I'll give you this and you give me that. And we try to bargain with Him. Jesus is not doing any bargain here. He doesn't want anything right now. He just, when He says, "Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be His name." The word holy there is Jesus sees, and what He wants is Him. Look what the psalmist says. The psalmist captures this, it fleshes it out, I think. Psalm 84, verse 10. Psalm 84, verse 10. Better in one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Jesus wants to be in His the presence of the Father. Where else would He want to be? He loves that. Psalm 73, 25 to 27. Psalm 73, 25 to 27. Whom have I in heaven but what? The Father. You. I love to be in your presence. You're the source of all good things. I've said this before. You know, we love the sun. I know right now it's not really sunny outside, and you know, we don't like it, and rainy and cloudy. And but you know, when it's sunny outside, we love the sun and the rays, right? I feel like, you know, every time I'm happier. I'm not going out and do stuff. I'm not just stuck at home. And we love the sun. Anyone who doesn't like the sun, I heard that it's really good for your body too. It gets like some kind of vitamin. The vitamin like E or something. D, yeah, thank you. It's good for your body. And we love the rays, okay? But imagine if you could actually go into the sun itself, the source, and feel that heat. Okay? Well, that's what Jesus sees. He sees the source, the Father. He's the source of all things. All goodness comes from Him. And He wants to be in His presence. He's everything to Him. There's nowhere he wants to be. That's what prayer is. To go to the very presence of God. Whom have I in heaven but you? On earth has nothing I desire besides you. Is there anything? It grieves me. It grieves me when people who say that they're the very son and daughter of God, that they believe in God, and yet, what is their testimony generally about prayer? You know, we just don't do it very much. We have all kinds of reasons why. I have my own reasons why I think churches in general don't pray and go into the presence of God. You should think about that. How come? How come? Why aren't we? Why come we not? There's a joy and like the most important thing to be in the presence of God like Jesus as a man. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. is not that Jesus only sees the purity and the sinlessness of Father that he loves. He just loves to be in his presence. He loves that. Because he's the source of all things. And everything that he needs comes from him. Is that how you pray? When you come to God?
I think often, you know, we come to God as, you know, many pastors have said, I think Pastor Ting said this, you know, we come to God, oh, God, give me this,
please, I'm in trouble here, give it to me, I need peace here, give it to me now, don't give me this, I don't want trouble, I don't want any suffering, I don't want any of this pain and all that stuff, I want comfort. God, give it to me. Thank you.
And then we sign off. And we make a God a cockle. It's an old English word that we use God to get what we want from him. What the book of James says, we commit adultery against God.
It's not the God that we really want. It's this thing that we want. This stuff. Whatever that stuff is. And we bargain or use God to get what we really want. Not we love God. And to be in his presence.
And so Jesus, the Son, he's the Son. He's teaching us. That is not how you approach God in prayer. Before you ask any requests, you know, I think one of the way you pray, I think one of the more is adoration. Have you heard that? Like adoration and petition and I forget what the other, you know, like the five things. I think that's helpful. You come to,
give me this, you know. And I gave you service, God, and you're going to give me this now, you know. See? And if God doesn't give me what I want, then I get mad and I won't come to church or all that stuff. I don't know. You know, sinfulness is very,
all twisted. No. We love to come in his presence. To be with him. We're not forced to come. We want to come. There's nowhere I want to be now than in his presence. Our Father, hallowed be your name. I'm not going to go through all this, okay? Don't worry. Look at the next one.
The Son of God, this man, Jesus says, your kingdom come, and you know what he says in Matthew 2, the parallel passage, your will be done. Now, let me ask you a question. Why does this man want the kingdom to come? Why is that? Another question is, what is wrong with this kingdom that he wants another kingdom to come? See that the question? What is wrong with this kingdom? And the Bible answers that too. The reason why Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is from another place, and I'll take you there soon, he says. The very presence called heaven. The future kingdom. Your kingdom, your heaven, come. Well, because this kingdom is riddled in problems. Have you noticed that when you live this world, is your life just like, oh, so great, no problems. If it's like that for you right now, like there's no problems, well, just wait. Wait a little bit. Problems will come in waves. The Bible says in Genesis, God actually cursed this kingdom. He cursed man. Cursed woman. He cursed the entire globe. Here we size each other up. Here we ignore each other. You know, some people are like, you know, worthy of our time, and some others are, you know, no time. You know, they're not worth my time. You do all kinds of stuff like that. We kill each other. We badmouth each other. It's full of death, sin, darkness. No wonder Jesus wants another kingdom to replace this kingdom. People filled in this kingdom with the self, all about them and their will, isn't it? I mean, come on, let's be honest, guys. It is. At the end of the day, we say for His glory and His kingdom, but all our lives, from the day we wake up, in our symphony, it's all about us, all about me. That's why you get angry and annoyed with other people. Well, you know, it's not like, why is he like that? You know? It's be more like me. You know, most of my sins is about others and situations. We filled our lives with the empty stuff in this world. Do not love the world, things in the world, and yet we fill our lives, our time, to get the stuff, get the money to buy the stuff.
You know, the more I read my Bible, the more it seems like I'm growing as a Christian in the truth, the more I see the real reality of this world. Almost like every year, it is really empty. It's really dark. There's nothing here to live for, see? And Jesus sees that. And you also, in His presence, see that. And this Father wants to give you heaven. He wants to give you the treasures in heaven. He wants you to focus on things above, not things below. Yeah, we need stuff here. I feel like I always have to qualify it. I don't know why. The pressure to qualify. Yeah, we need things in this world. Not to focus on it. Not to put your heart in it. And often we put our heart, time, and we give the excuse of, okay, well, I'm a parent, I'm responsible to do all this work, to take care of my family. Just focus on this work, because God told me He didn't take care of my family, so I need to focus on it. Baloney. No, that's not what God says. No, you need to focus on another kingdom. The kingdom to come. And He's coming.
I often tell young folks this when they're in college. You know what this life is? It's very short. Vapor in the wind. You have 99.99% of your life to live. The future life with God. That's what you should focus on. Doesn't that make sense? It's people who don't know, who are ignorant, who focus on here. And so this is God's will. It's not. It's not. God has a new life. 99.99% of life waiting for you. That you should hope for and long for and get ready for. If you focus your life on stuff here, of course, it'll be mundane. There's no hope here. No purpose here. You can do all you want to get purpose out of meaning of life here. You won't come. It's cursed. Thistles. You know, your purpose is not here, my brothers and sisters. Your purpose is life with God. 99.9% waiting for you. Your kingdom come. And that's what the Father wants to give you, no? It does. When you have a loose touch on this world, and your hope is another kingdom like Jesus. The only reason why we worry often is because we have such a tight grip here. We have a tight grip on maybe, you know, having a relationship. Tight grip on stuff here. Money and stuff. Accolades. Position. And when those don't things come the way we want, we panic, right? We set us up to go down. We won't call that way. We call it have a light touch. Yeah, we need stuff here. Don't put your heart in it. And our heart should be your kingdom come. I want to be there with you. The 99.9% life waiting for me. That's a glorious life. It's a life that we should put our heart on.
Your kingdom come. I'm running out of time. Our daily bread, our sins, and our enemy. So you see, Jesus as God's Son and man is approaching God in prayer, and that's what he's focusing on, God himself. If he has God, knows God, he has everything. That's his joy. And his kingdom, the future kingdom to come. That's where your heart is. And I pray that God would change us, change our lifestyle. I pray. You know, it's hard to break a bad habit. I know. But God, if you want to, if you don't want to, you're going to go same person as you walked in. Do you want to be like this perfect man? It seems impossible when you hear it. But God has come, united you to this man, filled you with the Spirit to do the impossible, that you will be a blazing light to others. You're different. You've got to be different than your non-Christian friends, my brothers and sisters. Can't be like them. That's not how you attract them to the church. You can't fake that. You're different. You have a different life, different passion, different goal, purpose in this world. And may God transform us more and more to this man, Jesus. Father in heaven, O Lord, forgive us. You have made us your sons and daughters. That our purpose of this life, as you have saved us by the precious blood of your Son, redeemed us from the pursuing the emptiness of the things of this world, and you have set us on a different plane, different path. Oh Lord, help us, cause us, discipline us, your sons and daughters, that you show us more of this Jesus, who he is, and what he did. And you give all the resources that in heaven's disposal showered down to your people. We are rich beyond measure. All the resources at our disposal to live a life that is worthy of the calling. And yet we are entangled by our sin and stuff, like the rest of the world, oh Lord. Save us. I pray. Save us from putting too much time and heart here. May your kingdom come. May your will be done. I pray. All this not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit and in through Christ.